This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We are in day three of the Textron Aviation Machinist strike here in Wichita. And this morning, we're talking with one of the strikers on the picket line at Textron. Justin Pels is with us this morning. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
First of all, thanks for being with us this morning. How long have you been working at Textron?
I started at Cessna in 1981, got laid off and went to Beech in 1985, and I have continuous seniority since 1985, 39 years.
Over the years, and I've been around here a long time, you know that this aircraft industry can have its ups and you've been pretty consistent staying in one place, but there have been layoffs from time to time, and it's been
that's right
up and down.
The bonus, the benefits usually outweigh the risk of the layoffs, because there's been a few, but the benefits is slowly deteriorating and eroding, and they're kind of rewording that like a productivity bonus into a lump sum. We've already earned a quarterly bonus, and they're rewording it so a lump sum $3,000 that we get at the end of the year, but we've already worked towards that. And they're making you work until the end of the year to get that, when stuff like that really does affect us out here, especially around Christmas. You're not supposed to get it till March, they say. You're not even going to get it at December 31st. So but the blue collars in this town, we're running deep, but we're running few now because they're slowly eroding our jobs out here. I build tools for these companies. I've been working in tooling division the whole time. I build tools they build aircraft with. And it's slowly being erased. I have way too much management. Not enough employees.
I was going to say, where are those jobs going? Are they going just away, or are they going elsewhere?
Well, they've started businesses in Mexico, and we've gotten different managers in my building, even up here, that are shipping stuff south. They don't say it's offloading or stuff like that, because it's still in the corporation, but they're non-union and they're non-bargaining down there, and then we have to bring up them tools and we have to rework them before they hit the shop floor. A lot of our stuff is reworked big time and they're brand new tools, but when we build stuff up here, we're coming off machines up here and 3D printing, major development stuff that has progressed over the years, like laser tracking and 3D printing, and we still do that stuff, but we have the technology from old optics and things that we have it in our heads. The traditional ways have helped us out as far as understanding this. And it's easier for me, but the new generation, they push a button and they don't know why the machine's doing this. They don't know why it's doing that. And so that technology is eroding.
That's interesting. And when it comes to, you've got to give us a pretty good idea of the impact of technology on the workplace at Textron, at least. Does that mean that one of the factors too? Does that mean that you got a machine and now you have 10 less workers? Is that the way it works?
That's they think that it's a quicker way to manufacture, but all this 3D stuff is all plastic, and they don't understand how the weather and how the environment. I'm getting tools that they're making that they used to make out of Kirksite and aluminum and steel and stuff like that. They're 3D printing out of plastic. And I have to sand that stuff and make molds out of it, and the weather cracks it and everything else. They don't even know the longevity of this stuff. They really don't. But the composite area, the carbon fiber in Plant 3, I worked in Plant 3 over here for 30 years during this stint, and we built composite you know, OML planes like the Premier and the Horizon. And when we merged with Cessna, when Textron, you know, got us out, you know what I mean? We came out of, I think, Chapter 11. We came out of that, and then they purchased this. They purchased this. They just checkmarked, and we no longer built jets and stuff like that, and we gave up our composites. And it's just different. It's just a different world we live in now, Steve. It's
well, Justin,
the insurance costs us really big. You know what I mean? The insurance part of us, they gave us money and expected to get it in the HSA. Well, why do we have an HSA? Because our insurance doesn't pay that much.
Well, how are you feeling? Are you optimistic that the union can get back to the table and maybe they can come up with something?
I believe they should. I believe it's possible. It really is because, you know, us older people, they're catering to the younger generation. When they sign in, they get like a $2,500 bonus. Well, that helps them today, but it doesn't help us older people. You know what I mean? But we've done it before. I was out here in 2008, and I think 30 days we were out over here. We remember that. I've worked with people today that I worked with then. Yes, I'm optimistic. I surely am. I believe that, well, the news media said 81%. Well, I have four in my shop that they don't belong to the union and they're out. So there's people that aren't counted even because of that. But I've seen people go in with 70 some years because they can't afford the insurance.
Well,
they drove through the day. Yeah. It's just different, but yeah, I'm optimistic.
You say
really
you say people going in. You're talking about people going through the picket line and going to work.
Crossing the picket line. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I buried my brother yesterday.
Oh.
My youngest brother died at 53 of a heart attack.
Oh.
Had to go to that funeral. How do you pay for your funeral in today's wages?
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Sorry
to hear about your brother,
yeah.
Justin.
Yeah, he's a good brother.
Oh gosh.
Yep. And union workers were there during that. Yeah. See.
Yeah. There you go.
This is life. This is part of life here in Wichita, I believe.
It is. Justin, hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate your comments and your insight, okay?
Thank you, Steve.
Okay.
You have a good day.
All right. Justin Pell's one of the picketers at Textron.
Long-time employee.
Give you a pretty good, from a guy who's been around a while.
Got a perspective there. Yeah,
he's got a perspective that we didn't have before. 7:42 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, coming up the Wichita Business Journal update. Friends University receives a $1 million donation. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.